Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Lisa.
Whether this is an episode of Fat Girl Therapy
or a classic episode of The Waiting Room,
we want to remind you that we are not doctors.
This is simply a place where Chris and myself can come and share and help others not feel alone on their plus size journeys.
Maybe your scale refuses to move while you're giving it your all.
Or maybe you struggle with the idea of loving yourself.
Maybe you've reached your goal weight, but still feel like you're not good enough.
Either way, we are here to join along with your journey.
If you have any questions or ideas, you can email us at thewaitingroompc@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram or TikTok.
But without further ado, here is The Waiting Room. Hi. How's it going?
Okay. I was going to say pretty good, and then I'm like, it's not pretty good. It's just good. It's all right. I just downed a McChicken meal. We're coming
not
on here.
The McRib?
And there's a McRib on the side that I have not eaten yet because I am full. But I really wanted to try the McRib. But then I kept remembering, I'm like, I don't think I actually like it because I always remember it's too saucy. I'm not. I like dry rub instead.
Right.
But yeah, so on Friday I did a, I guess we can call them weigh-in videos because that's kind of what they are. But I've been calling them recap videos of the last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I always struggle with tracking on weekends. And it's, again, I could have tracked yesterday and I can track them freaking McChicken meal today, but I just don't. I don't open up the app. I don't put my Apple Watch on. I don't go for a walk. This bright light, it is so sunny outside today. It is the clearest day that we have had in weeks. Like the sky is blue.
We had not a single cloud in the sky. It was gorgeous.
It's amazing. And I'm not out in it. I decided it's a couch day again. And it really makes me sad because I'm the only one stopping myself. Like there's nothing getting in my way. Yeah. And I don't say anymore that it's just laziness. I don't know. I don't really know what it is that's stopping me. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, that just did not have a conclusion because I don't feel that I'm lazy. There's just something stopping me. I don't know.
What do you know? Let's start with that.
My name's Chris.
I'm Hi, turning 40 Chris.
In 5 months. That being said, man. You just turned 30. Welcome to the 30 club.
I just turned 30. Yep.
We get to be in the 30s together for 5 months and 2 days. No,
wow.
40s.
That is I don't feel like I'm 30. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then sometimes someone will say something and I'll just be like, yeah, I'm definitely 30.
Yeah. Yeah. What were Rams and I doing the other day where I said that? I can't remember. But I was just like, I feel like I'm in my 20s sometimes, but then sometimes something happens and I'm like, oh my God, I'm not.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
You know what's actually funny? This sweater,
I was looking at that sweater
back in 2007.
Hmm.
It's pretty, like, I don't have clothes that, like, I've had for that long because I've lived, like, such a life where I'm just constantly going and packing up and throwing stuff away. But this I had kept in the trunk that my friend held on to for 12 years.
Right. So, right.
And it's super ripped, but it has such good memories. Like it's a place I used to party at. It's a hostel and a bar underneath. For everyone out there, it's the Cambie. And I used to party there so much. And then one day I'm like, I want a sweater to remember these times. And every time I put it on, I'm like, oh my God, I just remember standing in the rain in like my flat shoes, like waiting to get in there. And then finally just giving the guy 10 bucks at the door to let me in the side door. I didn't want to give 10 bucks though.
always wearing flats. I never wore heels growing up because I was so tall.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was also bigger. So it was like, there's no way I'd have the balance for this. Cause for whatever reason in my head, I don't know if it was a balance or like, I was just afraid I would break a heel or what, but I could just never wear heels.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved wearing like wedges sometimes, but it was if I was going to a fancy party and stuff. Oof. But I
just watched that happen.
Yeah. I dropped my chapstick for everyone out there.
Yeah, but it was like chapstick side down onto the sweater. And all I could think was like, yeah, there's cat hair on that now.
Exactly what I thought. And then I went and put it on
That's what you
anyway.
do. You just keep going.
You know, I came across that clip where you were putting it like underneath your nose, and I was like, what
Oh.
the hell are you doing? That was
Oh
really
my
funny. That's
God.
like years ago now.
I know we've been at this for a long time.
Too long.
Too long or just long enough or too short.
You know, randomly though, I did think in my head today, I was like, I wonder when the end will be.
I thought that over the weekend. I was like, what if I just text her and said no? I didn't want to, but it was just like, you know, when like your brain has those thoughts where it's just like, it's a such a bad thought that it's like, you don't know, but it's not like, it's not you, it's not like you have bad thoughts. Your brain just all of a sudden goes like, hey, you could totally just swerve in front of that car in front of you. And it's just like, no, brain, no, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because, like, I don't really know how long we will go on with this. And, like, you know, I feel like it did change a little, obviously, after Harper, because, like,
Yeah.
you're on time limits and stuff now. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like a part of me even went, like, I could. It's just so funny that you say that because I literally thought the same thing. I'm like, I could text Lisa right now and just say I don't want to do it. And then but then I was like, that's going to carry on. And I'm like, we're going to silently just end this.
Yeah. It would just be like, nah, I'm not joining. Nah, I'm not. I can't. Nah, I can't. To be fair, the only reason I like the times that I have said that I can't, like thus far for this season, as we're recording episode two. So, but the only reasons I've said it is because I am just physically and mentally exhausted. And I really need to get back that, like, I don't know, momentum, lifeness, energy, I guess they call it.
And I don't think it's fair for like us or the people listening for us to record when we're tired, because I've like with editing, even listening to our episodes where we're tired, I'm like, wow, I'm gonna fall asleep.
Yeah,
Like they're okay, but I don't know, there's just no oomph to them.
it's one of those things where it's like before when I was working on my weight loss journey, like that was the priority. You know what I mean? Like losing weight was the priority. So even when I was going to the gym, it had to do with my losing weight. Like that was always what the priority was. And then when we made the podcast, like I still, even though I was trying to lose weight, there wasn't Harper. I was trying to lose weight and I was just working. So it's like the time was there. But now, even though, like, yeah, Harper's here and that's a huge time consuming thing, but like I've also had to completely adjust my schedule so that I have time for her and making time for me, which just like, so some stuff just has to be sacrificed. Like, unfortunately, it means recording on Sunday sometimes. And a lot of the time, it means video games. I used to play video games all the time. All the time I was playing video games. And now that is just not really a thing. I think over the last 2 weeks, I've maybe played 3 hours of video games. Like it's just non-existent compared to what it used to be. But it's not just because of Harper either. Like this time with my weight loss journey, it's not just about weight loss. Like I'm really focusing on just like being the best version of me. So it's like, I am trying to get more sleep. I am showering more. I am going to the gym, not for weight loss, but because I actually really like it. I'm like, there's just, it's not about how I look in the mirror this time. It's not about the number on the scale. It's just about like taking care of myself.
No, I hear you. I like that. When I film the weigh-in thing on Fridays, it's like I sometimes forget, and then I'm like, oh yeah, now I'll do the scale. But I'm not gonna lie, this last time doing the scale, like, and I said it in my video, it took me a minute to process it, because I was like, it went down 0.6 of a pound. So to me, it's just like maintaining. And I was like, I put in so much effort the last 2 weeks, but I have to think of it in the way of, well, I'm probably building muscle back up in my legs, because those things were like depleted. Because I didn't have a job where I walked around much last year. And then the year before, I had that stress fracture and I wasn't moving. So, and even if it's not muscle, whatever, like, you know, I gotta stop thinking about it, because I'm happy I'm moving my body more. I'm making time to go to the gym. And I'm being mindful of the food going into my body. Just like today, I was mindful of the fact that I was eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
The weekends have been rough though. Like I will say that's one thing I wish I could change. It's just the minute the weekend hits, I'm so exhausted from working. And you know, like, but what was my excuse when I wasn't working? It was, oh, well, Rams is off and like we can just spend time together rather than me being in the kitchen, even though being in the kitchen wouldn't take that long, or if I meal prepped or put the slow cooker on. So I think I'm just actually like, I am finding excuses to not stick to my plan. And I just really want to work through that. Weekends are hard
Right.
for me, and I want to figure out weekends.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
fair.
I feel like
I
progress. Oh, so sorry. I feel
no,
like
no, that's
progress would
okay.
go further though. Like if I was more mindful on weekends. I don't feel like it's, I don't look at it as though like you're putting in all this work and oh, it all went to waste because of the weekend. I don't look
Yeah.
at it that way. I just wish that I don't want to be 100% on. I'm gonna allow myself to have the fat, the takeout or whatever, not all the time, but I just wish I could regulate it better. And
It's the 80-20.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing that always kind of stuck with me with that kind of mentality too, with especially the 80-20 is like, so the zigzag calorie counting, I've talked about that in the past, how it's like I'll take a little bit off of my calories each week so that I could have a little bit more on the weekends. But sometimes like my weekends just get out of control, and I know it's the weekends that are making it that are that is making it so that the scale isn't going down, kind of thing. 'Cause like just like zigzag calorie counting that you can take stuff off, like if I don't take stuff off through the week, like even though my calories say 1,500, and then in my head I'm like, yeah, but I can technically make it to like 2,300 and still be at half a pound loss. And then I get to the weekend and I'm like, yeah, but my calorie counts this weekend was 1,500. So I'm okay to eat this extra stuff. But really during the week, I didn't have 1,500. I still had 2,300. That's why I'm not seeing progress on the scale. And that's exactly what happened the last 2 weeks. I did my weigh-in on Friday. I didn't post it because I was in a rush. I had some stuff going on Friday for my birthday, but I did do my weigh-in, and it actually went up. I can't remember if it was 4 or 6 pounds. I want to say 4 pounds, but I was kind of, I'm going to double check that because I want to be accurate here as I'm talking. Yeah, it was 4 pounds and went up 4 pounds. And I was kind of just like, I just lost 8 and now I went up 4 in 1 week. Like it was just, in my head, I was just like, that's so stupid. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, first of all, it was my dad's birthday the weekend before, and then my birthday this weekend. So you have not been eating the way that you have been the last 2 weeks, for one. And for two, you've been going hard at the gym, which remind me to come back to my big toe. So I've been going hard at the gym, right? So I'm like, okay, there was probably some muscle building in there because, like, yeah, there's probably some muscle building in there. Plus you haven't been eating like the way you usually do. A gain makes sense. And let's not, and I didn't want to stress out about it too, because I had like that 8 pound drop in a month before that. And realistically, for me to stick with my goal for this year, I really only need to lose 4 pounds a month. So I'm trying not to stress about it. You know what I mean? Like, well, it's not that I'm not trying. I'm not stressing about it because I just ate more junk this weekend because it was my birthday. But I said like Sunday morning, I'm getting back on track. I'm going back to calorie counting. Like I didn't track this week, but then it was like Sunday this morning came and I'm like, nope, get back on it. Get back to tracking. Get the Costco and buy your vegetables for your salad. Like you have to do this. And it has to be this like 80-20 ratio thing for me. Anyways, that's what works best for me.
The zigzag thing.
Yeah. There was something I was going to say. I got a new slow cooker today.
Oh, nice. Oh, before you get onto that,
Sure.
big toe.
Okay, I'll come back to the big toe. So, because I got a new slow cooker today. So, I wanted to get a new slow cooker because the one I have right now is Crock-Pot brand, but it has a dial. It doesn't have buttons. So, I never felt safe like leaving the house with it on, right? Because it's a dial. So it's just always on high or always on low. It doesn't flip to warm. It's always cooking, blah, blah, blah. So Wasn't a fan of that. I only ever used it while I was at home. I got a new one today that it does allow it to like cook for however long you want it to cook, and then it just flicks to warm, which I'm so excited about. But I didn't get Crock-Pot brand. I got a Ninja Foodi, what's it called? Ninja Foodi Possible Cooker is what it's called.
Is that the one that's also like a pressure cooker?
No, not a pressure
Okay,
cooker,
okay.
but it was like 14 appliances in one or something like that. It sears and sautés and steams and bakes, and you can proof bread. I'm never gonna make bread, but it can do it.
That's cool.
And my favorite part was like, so I don't like pot roast, but my husband loves pot roast, and I just made it for the first time in the crock pot maybe a few weeks ago. And he was like, this is the best I've ever had, blah, blah, blah. So I used a big, like most people would use like a cast iron pan, but I don't have a cast iron pan. I just use like one of those big, I don't know, frying pan kind of things. And I seared it on all sides, the roast, and then I put it into the crock pot. This allows you to sear and then turn it on to slow cook. So I don't have to use multiple pots, and all of the juices and everything that you just seared it in stays in the slow cooker.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited. And the thing comes out and can go in your oven.
Oh,
So if you like
wow.
make pasta and like top it with cheese, you can put it in your oven up to, I think it was 500 degrees. So I was like, oh,
That's so cool. I've
really
always wanted a
cool.
Ninja Foodi.
I
I think that's what
had
it says. Ninja Foodi, right?
This is a Ninja Foodi. So Ninja Foodi is like their brand, because they have like a Ninja, which is the brand, and then you have like Ninja blenders, and then like the Ninja Foodi is like their cooking appliances. So this one is the Ninja Foodi possible cooker is what
Possible
it's called.
cooker.
Yeah.
I want one of those, and I also really want a an Instapot because those people that make those freezer meals and do and put it in the Instapot, they have all their stuff. They like there's this woman, I downloaded her thing, I haven't read it yet, but it's like she does 30 freezer meals, like for she preps a whole
Yes.
month of, yes, and then she puts it in the freaking whatever I just said, Instapot, and it's
I know. I
done in 4 minutes.
know.
I'm like, I need this
Insane.
thing.
I had an Instapot, stayed in the box. I never even used
Oh no.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of two ways. You either just want to make your meals and have it done right then, or you cook it for 8 hours.
Well, you know,
And I'm an 8 hour cooker.
one of my most amazing followers on TikTok sent me a dehydrator a year ago. And I used it to make like, and I still do like with like banana chips or something like that and like kale chips, but I'm dying to try and make some beef jerky, but I'm just waiting for some beef to be on like sale. And then I really have to figure out how to do it properly. 'Cause my dad and I used to make like caribou jerky because he would bring caribou home from Nunavut where he worked. And it was so good, but we used to do it in the oven and then prop it open a little bit like to. Anyway, so I feel like the dehydrator would be easier, but I'm also just worried because, like, if you don't do it long enough and it still has a bit of moisture in it, then it can go bad. And I don't know,
Right.
it just kind of freaks me out. But I'm gonna try it soon. I'm looking right at it. I'm like, I'm gonna get you.
You are mine.
I need a bigger
Yeah.
kitchen though. I have so many appliances that I like love using, but not enough counter space.
I know. I was like, I'm getting this. And Brandon's like, okay, but then you need to throw your slow cooker, like my crock pot. And I was like, I want to keep it for a month just to make sure that I actually like this thing. And then if I don't like it, or if I like it, then we'll get rid of the slow cooker. But yeah.
On
Big
a on
toe.
a on a oh yeah, big
Unless
toe, please.
you want
No,
to, you
no,
go, I'll remember big toe at this point.
no. No, I was gonna change the topic, so let's change it to big toe.
No, you let's change yours and let's see how long we can remember big toe, and everybody can just stay in anticipation of what my story is about big toe.
Was gonna say I mentioned it on TikTok. I don't think I because we haven't recorded in a couple of weeks, but I still
I
have the
loved your
one.
TikTok, by the way, the one that you were talking about with what's his face with Ben.
Oh yeah, well,
I
it's
loved that TikTok. I know
thank
it's like an
you.
emotional and like kind of sucks for you, but it spoke to me on many levels.
Thank you. I really hope that people stayed to the point where I was like, nothing has happened. Like I'm okay right now. I was just having a fed up moment. Honestly, like, 'cause it kept happening and but that was not what I was going to talk about.
You were talking about It was something else on TikTok, a different video, I think.
Actually, this was not what I was going to talk about at all. I was going to talk about Sarah.
Oh, okay.
I was going to talk about how in the video before that one, I was talking about hanging out with Sarah and whatnot. And we might end up doing like a group event, a group walking event. But
Oh,
we got
cool.
together last Sunday and we went for sushi. And then we ended up going for a walk in the park for like 40 minutes. I was so mad. I forgot my Apple Watch because
I know
Lisa
Chris
and I were in
texts
a
me the next day
competition.
and she's like, which I still haven't gotten any of the badges from those. I don't know what happens with my watch, but all it does is it shows if I go to the bottom here, it might, no, it won't blur it out. See how it goes gray? So it's showing that I should have them, but it won't actually give me the badges, and I don't know why.
Maybe you have to win it.
I did, bitch.
Oh, you did?
Yes, not
I
with
didn't
you
notice.
because you walk so much at work. But I, Sammy, oh, one of them I did win. It's saying victory over our one friend, victory over you, and then victory over my mom, and then the fact that I've done a competition. But it doesn't show that I have the badges. It just goes like this. And then it's like, you earn this when blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bitch, I did that. Like, give me my reward. It did this the other day. I say the other day, but it was like a few months back. And it was like, complete a reward or complete a workout today, and you get this bonus reward because it was like some special holiday and you still worked out or something like that. And I worked out, did the full time, didn't get it. I don't know if my watch is just outdated and I need a new watch or what, but anyways, you were talking about you and Sarah. Oh, and that's
so
what I was saying was how Chris texted me like a couple days later and was like, how do I add a workout to this so that it could go towards that? And I'm like, you can't. And like, I was trying to be nice about it because I've been in that position and it sucks. But at the same time, we were in a competition. So it was like,
Well, next time we use Fitbit. So that's, when you were comparing Apple and Fitbit, that should have been one comparison. Remember how long ago that
Oh my
was?
God, that was a whole. I don't even have a Fitbit anymore.
Oh wow. I don't know if you've noticed if you get updates of other people's workouts, but I've been trying the stair climber at the gym. 3
Oh,
minutes.
yeah.
I'm at 3 minutes max. Unfortunately, I recorded 7 minutes the other day, but I was like, nope, 4 of those minutes I was on the floor. I forgot to press end. But
I,
yeah, I'm
yeah.
only at 3 minutes right now.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I'm going to be like positive about it. I wouldn't say only 3 minutes because it's 3 minutes more than he used to do. And I would not be able to do 3 minutes.
To be fair, it also says that in that 3 minutes, I did 10 flights of stairs. And I'm like, that's a lot to like
That is a
be at a
lot.
constant pace, like not stopping.
I'm terrified of the Stairmaster. Oh, but I did do chin-ups, assisted chin-ups. That
Yeah.
was so freaking exciting.
Oh, yeah, you did. I saw that. Yeah, that was awesome.
It
Yeah,
was great.
that's a huge
My
goal.
arms were dying afterwards, but it was totally worth it.
I do think that I'm going to switch from the Stairmaster though and do regular stairs because my building at work is 4 stories. And I can practice the way that my physiotherapist taught me to walk upstairs. Whereas with that machine, I notice me mostly only using my calf muscles and
Right.
it does eventually start hurting my knee. So I think I will just try and do regular stairs.
Do you not like, is it like, okay, you know how you can push a belt on a treadmill without it on? So is it like that? Like, will it start moving when I go to step on, or will it not
So
move
the ones
until
that
you
we
hit
have are just
go?
like the 2 steps, whereas the ones at the gym that I like are like it looks like an escalator, and I
Yeah.
really like that one. But yeah, it does start moving, so you just kind of have to be walking and just press quick start. Like that's what I do, is quick start and then adjust it.
Like, I don't even like escalators at the mall.
But the one that I'm stepping on is one where each one of your feet go. But
Right.
that one, right when you stand on it, both of them go right down to the floor. So it's like you have to pick your
Yes.
foot up and try and get back up there.
Right. So you're using the stepper, not the Stairmaster. Or are
Correct.
you using the Stairmaster?
The step, not
Okay.
like the one that looks like an escalator.
Okay. Yeah, the stepper I can use. The escalator one terrifies me. I want to be able to. I want to be like, yeah, I use the Stairmaster. But when I see people get on the Stairmaster, I'm like, damn, you are a brave soul. Like, Stairmaster people scare me. Not because they're scary, but because they could take me in a fight. I'm sure of it. I am sure of it.
Oh, you know what? I actually really want to play you this TikTok. I'm gonna get
Okay.
permission to put it on here. This is Lindsay. Where is it? Lindsay. At Fantastical Fatty. But it made me think of you, and like we've actually had this discussion before. So we've actually had this discussion before. So I'm gonna hopefully it'll play through the microphone. I'll add it in later.
Hey, I know there's no such thing as dressing your age anymore. That's not a thing, right? But I also just made this really interesting connection as to why I am so repulsed by things like cowl necks or just certain fashion pieces that I see that look old. And it's because if you grew up in a bigger body, you were forced to wear older people style and like business casual. Like as a kid, as a teen in your early 20s. Like when I'm dressing like a 6-year-old accountant at 15. I can't. I will dress like a 15-year-old as a 44-year-old now. I'm pretty young in high school.
It just made
That's
me
so
laugh
accurate.
so hard because I was like, yeah, Penningtons. Like every time I
Oh
walk in there,
my
I'm like,
God.
like Penningtons is so different now.
Oh yeah. Literally, I just had that conversation with mom because her and I went to Pennington's and I got some new workout gear because I have had a shirt that I have decided it is time to throw out. And I have had this shirt ever since Pennington started selling activewear. So I'm talking like, I would have gotten this shirt probably. I think this is back when I was doing the whole keto trying to lose weight thing. So that would have been like 2017, 2016. I can't remember if I got it then or if I got it a bit before that. It might have been a bit before that. Because I think the first time I had a gym membership was at Good Life, not the other place. And I started wearing these ones there. But, anyways, that doesn't matter. But the point is, it was like at least 10 years ago that I have this shirt. And this was when Pennington's, when they first started making workout gear, it was like they weren't taking it seriously. Like it was literally the vibe of like fat people aren't working out. So like
Yeah.
let's just slap a cute pattern on top of a cotton t-shirt and call it workout gear. That's what this was. And I have a purple shirt that it's like it's got like a pattern here. I'm sure if you look on my Instagram, I'm sure you'll see me wearing it because I loved this shirt. But now Pennington's has like real athletic wear that's actually really comfortable and breathable and light and nice, and I love it. And it's making me realize I actually hate this shirt. And it's time to get rid of this shirt. So, oh, actually, it's right there on my laundry pile because I haven't thrown it out yet, and I just got these shirts this weekend. But yeah, because that's what Pennington's was. It was like old lady clothes because like fat people weren't in the fashion industry at that time.
Yeah.
And then when it was like, oh, they want active gear. So let's just give them cotton shirts.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Even
Yeah.
still to this day, like I've said, I don't dress the style that I love the most. And I never have. I like boho, and it's always just been like my favorite.
I have no idea what
Like,
my style would be.
oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say you have no idea what
Oh
boho
no. For
is.
myself, I don't even know because like I was that and then I was mom. You know what I mean? So it was like I slap on a pair of leggings or yoga pants with a hoodie and call it a day. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I have so many photos where I'm just wearing hoodies and jeans all the time. Hoodies and jeans.
Yep, that was me
Or
all the
yoga
time.
pants. Or yoga pants. Oh.
Yeah, because that was it. That was
Yeah.
it. That was cute at that time because everything else was a sweater that your grandma probably had in her closet.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I even got when I was younger, I did get one of my cousin's old, like I'd get all her old clothes, but she also had like double F boobs. So and
Right.
I did not. So everything I'm like, oh, I'll take this hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that just had me like going down memory lane. I saw that video today and I was like, oh my God. I still
It's
even
so
remember the
true.
jean skirts, but you know what? A lot of people had jean skirts, but mine didn't look like a hip and trendy
No, yeah. I get that. I
Oh my
remember
God, the
being
sweaters
in
too. Oh God, sorry.
grade six. I was 12 years old when this happened. And I don't know if my friends just weren't there that day or what was going on. I just remember walking by myself, and the coat that I was wearing was an like old lady coat because I was plus size my entire life. So at 12 years old, like I'm not wearing clothes that 12-year-olds were wearing, right? So I'm walking around the playground by myself. And this other kid that was like younger than me, but not by much, like I want to say like 3 years younger kind of thing. Kid comes up to me and he's just like, excuse me, this kid just did blah, 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 like tattling on the other kid. And I'm just like, okay, but they thought I was a teacher
Oh
because of how I was dressed.
my
And I'm just like, okay, like, I don't know what you want me to do about that. Like, and then he realized, like, well, aren't you supervisor? I'm like, no, I'm
That's
not
just
supervising
nuts.
anybody, right? Like,
Oh my
that's just,
God.
it was how tall I was. And then I was plus size. And then I was dressing like a 40-year-old. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Ah, jeez. Yeah. Fashion
Yeah.
industry just didn't care about us, and they still pretty
It.
much don't, but like it's getting better. I mean, like it a little bit, not a lot, but
Yeah.
it's better than it's better than it was growing up. Like I feel like kids these days that are plus size, like they have a bit more of options, but also not really because of
Yeah.
fat tax. Like seriously, we can't just have average pricing. It has to be so expensive. Sorry,
Yeah.
boo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, on a plus note, oh my God, I lost my plus note because I'm thinking too much of negative stuff.
I
I'm
was
happy with the
thinking
way
of the
this year's
joke
going.
of plus note being plus size, but that's fine.
You know what we haven't talked about yet, though?
Is my big toe.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So, Friday night, I get foot cramps and leg cramps from time to time. That's not a big deal. But in the middle of the night, I wake up shooting pain down my foot and I look and my big toe is sticking up, stuck, sticking up. I could not get it. Like I'm trying to wiggle my toe, it wouldn't move and it just stayed and it was so much pain. And I'm panicking. I'm like, what is happening? Like I am freaking out. My toe is not moving. So I sit up and I try to, like, it's like as if I'm like going like up, like putting my toes
Yeah.
up, but it's just my big toe. I could wiggle my other toes, but my big toe would not come back down. And I did not know why. So I got up and I started pushing my toe back to where it should be. Cause I'm like, what do you do at this point? Right? Like all I could think was like, did I break my toe and I didn't realize it? Did like what
With
is
no
happening
pain.
here? Right. So I'm like, what is happening here? So I sit up and I try bending my toe back down. And it's like just shooting pain at this point, would not go back down. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, do I wake up Brandon? Do like, at what point of panic should I be at right now? Because I'm like, I feel like at a really high level. So I get out of bed and I put my foot flat, except for my toe, obviously, because it's not going anywhere. And I use my other foot to push down on my toe and then like twist my ankle to like stretch it out. And it was just like, oh my God, it was so much pain. And then it kind of just stopped being painful. Like it was like I was stretching it out kind of thing. And then I walked a bit and I was okay. And I'm like, okay, we're okay. So then I had to go to the bathroom and I'm like, I'm just gonna Google this real quick while I'm peeing because like what the hell was that? So quickly look it up and it said toe cramps. I'm like, that was just a toe cramp. I'm panicking like this over a toe cramp because I've had foot cramps and leg cramps before. I've never had a toe cramp. And it was like, toe cramps can be caused by dehydration. And I was like, well, I doubt it's dehydration because, like, literally, I drink 2 liters of water just in the morning while I'm at the gym. So it's like, I'm pretty sure I'm not dehydrated. Today, I'm definitely dehydrated though, but I'll get back to that in a second. I'm pretty sure I'm not dehydrated, so I don't think that's it. But then it said, and if you have been doing more intensive workouts, you might be lacking vitamins such as potassium, magnesium, and then a couple other ones. And I was like, oh, that makes sense because my workouts have been pretty intense as of lately. So I was like, yep, that makes a lot more sense. So the next day I bought magnesium and potassium tablets to start taking in the morning with breakfast because I was like, I'm not going through that again.
What milligram of magnesium did you get?
I just got the lowest dose of for both of them because it was, I just wanted a bit of a boost and I didn't go get blood work and whatnot done with it, right? So, and I didn't want to take too much because I get vitamin D for in the winter, but if I take vitamin D every day, I start getting hot flashes. So I know I'm okay for vitamin D. These ones, I just got them because of the toe cramp situation kind of thing. So I didn't want, I kind of just wanted the boost. It wasn't necessarily to help those vitamins kind of thing. I can get you the actual numbers though if you want me to go grab them.
It's okay. Just tell me next time.
I'll send you a picture later. But
Okay. Yeah, because I
yeah, I
got the
just got the
five.
lowest doses. I think it was 250. Yeah, I'll have to check them. The other thing I did that was stupid last week was I can't remember if it was last week or the week before actually, but I've started taking pre-workout for my workouts, which is probably how they've become so intense lately. But
Can you
go
actually
ahead.
explain that then? Because in that video, I was like, I'm lost because I was even trying to read the comments and people were talking about like the pre-workout, but then there was this other thing to take, and I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, so there's three main, I'm gonna call pre-workout a supplement, but it's not really a supplement. So there's like three supplements that are pretty mainstream when it comes to like the gym community. I guess I could say four. So the first one is pre-workout, and pre-workout is literally just like caffeine, basically. It just gives you a boost for your workout, gives you more energy, wants you to keep going, depending on the ones that you get, though. And this goes into the story that I was going to tell. I'll tell my story and then I'll come back to that. So I've been taking half a scoop of pre-workout, which has been fine for me and my body, and everything's fine. But there are side effects, I guess you could say, to pre-workout, depending on which one you get. And one of the side effects would be like you could sweat a lot because your body is like, let's just go, go, go. Like it's burning energy kind of thing. And I have very tiny sweat glands on my face. So when I sweat on my face, it feels like prick. Like it feels like it's pricking. It feels like pins and needles. So the other day, I was like, I'm going to try a full scoop of pre-workout because you can do half a scoop. And then once you build up tolerance, you just add a little bit more, add a little bit more kind of thing up to a full scoop. So I was like, I'm going to try a full scoop. Let's see what happens. My face wanted to sweat, but my sweat glands are so small, it couldn't get out. So my face was on fire. It was red all up here and all in here. Like it was like on fire, hot, like
Oh my
so
God.
bad because it wanted to sweat and it couldn't sweat. So I went back to half a scoop after
Yeah.
that. Yeah, I was like, oh,
Oh,
let's go back
geez.
down. So I do like the pre-workout. As I said, it does make me want to keep going and I feel the energy and everything's good. So that's what pre-workout is for. You can get different ones. I am using the Alani Nu brand because it is zero calories. It also, if you're somebody who does fasting, I have read that because it's zero calories and zero sugar and blah, 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 that you can take it during fasting, similar to tea and water and coffee. But that's not why I chose it. I just fell in love with the Alani Nu protein shakes from Costco, and that was a brand that I ended up trusting. So it was a brand I decided to use for my pre-workout for the first time.
Nice.
So that's the first thing. Pre-workout, you take 20 to 30 minutes before your workout so that you get that little bit of an energy boost. The next, I'll say two things. You have BCAAs, and then you have EAAs. And EAAs are essential amino acids. And then BCAAs are, I can't remember what the BC, but it's also amino acids. And basically, these amino acids are a part of your proteins. Like proteins are made up of like 20 different things. And your essential, so your EAAs, if you take this one, it's hitting nine of those proteins. Versus if you take BCAAs, it's only hitting three of those proteins. So, and they kind of, they help with, what's the word that I'm looking for? Like if you're trying to build muscle, it helps with muscle repair. Usually it can help you hurt less. I feel like that part is a little bit of a myth personally, but it does help repair your muscles faster because it's just added proteins. Again, you can get them as 0 calories as well.
Is
I'm
that so
also
that's
doing
after the
Alani
gym?
Nu. So you can take them before the gym, after the gym, or during the gym. I have been taking, so Brandon told me to use the BCAAs, but then after I did research and everything, I found out I should be using the EAAs because that one's 9 proteins instead of just the 3. But it's what Brandon was doing before, and I was just like, yeah, sure. But I think it's one of those things where it was just like gym bro to friend to
Yeah.
like, yeah. So I already bought the BCAAs at that point, so I'm going to use it up because it's not bad for you. It's just that EAAs are better than BCAAs. So I'm going to finish the BCAAs and then I'm going to buy EAAs, but I personally drink my BCAAs while I'm working out. So instead
So
of water, I have that.
is that not something that people that just do cardio would need? It's more if you're doing strength training.
I feel like it would help for both because even when you're doing cardio, you're still doing a leg workout, you're still moving your arms, you're still definitely working your leg muscles personally. I think any kind of muscular movement, I would say it's beneficial personally, but I'm not a personal trainer and I'm literally just going off of my own experiences
Well,
and from what I've looked up.
no, that's great information though, because
The
I'm definitely going to go to one of those places and look into it. I just want to know a little bit of information before I go in.
yeah. Oh yeah, and the last thing that a lot of people say is whey protein as well, because again, it's just that added protein. But it's
Like
protein, that's your key thing there, right?
you're adding that into that, or you're drinking these all separately?
Separately. You
Okay.
can, like, I mean, you can make a super shake and do it all at the same time if you want, but like I personally have my pre-workout before the gym and my BCAAs during the gym. Sometimes I was taking my BCAAs after the gym with my breakfast because I read somewhere that you could have it with carbs, but I was noticing better results while I was working out. And then you're not just drinking water, it's like fruity water while you're working out. And then I personally don't have the whey protein, but I have the protein shakes. So
I wonder if the I've contemplated pre-workout before, but like I wonder if it'll be good for me. It's just that I don't want to be too awake when I get home. But I start
yeah.
my shift and then I do my major workout, like not major, just I'm just doing cardio at the gym. I gotta stop saying just. I'm doing cardio at the gym. And to have that beforehand, because normally once I'm done the gym, like I feel like my whole body weighs like an extra 500 pounds, like as I'm trying to go and do the rest of my work. So maybe like I need that little kick of energy.
Yeah, I feel like it gives me a bit of a boost for like 2 to 3 hours kind of thing. Like it's, I drink it, I have my workout, I come home, I still have the energy to get Harper ready and unload the dishwasher and blah, blah, blah. And then usually, and I have it at like 3:30, and then usually by about, well, I guess a few more hours than that, because usually by about 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'm like, eh, I need a
Yeah.
coffee. You know,
Right.
so I find it more of a boost versus if I have like yesterday I had one of my espresso protein shakes, which oh my God, those are amazing.
Yeah.
I had an espresso protein shake last night at like 5 o'clock and I did not fall asleep yesterday until after 1 a.m.
Do
So
you mean just like Nespresso in a protein shake?
no, I don't. So I had been making my protein coffees that way, right? I would use the Premier shake and I would do like a 6 ounce of coffee or an espresso shot or whatever. Now I have been taking one of the Alani Nu shakes at Costco. They have the cookies and cream or they have the munchies one. I will take an Alani Nu shake. I put about a third of it into a cup with ice. And then I take espresso powder, half a tablespoon of espresso powder, and put it into the shake and then put the lid back on and shake it up.
Do you mean instant coffee?
Instant espresso powder.
Okay.
Yeah. So I shake that up and then I add it to the rest of the shake and then stir it up in the cup with ice. And it is amazing.
What brand is that?
So
Like
good.
instant espresso coffee?
The one I got mine at PC. This one was PC brand.
Oh, okay.
But you
Is
can
it
get it, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it by who is that big instant coffee one that isn't
Folgers?
Maxwell? Nope, not that one. Begins with an N.
Nescafe.
Yes. Yeah, they have espresso powder. Theirs is good
Okay.
too. Yeah.
Right on.
Highly recommend doing it that way because it's not watered down from the coffee or the espresso. And I prefer the Alani Nu's more than Premier personally. I can actually finish the whole shake with the Premier's. Like I was only using like half a shake anyways whenever I made coffee with it because it was just too thick and too rich. But this now lets me have 5 extra grams of protein. So it's a little more sugar, but
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm gonna try that out.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
good. I recommend.
Awesome. Do you have any goals for this week? Are we doing another Apple Watch competition?
Are we? I don't know if it's worth it because I never get a fucking badge.
Well, why don't
Apple's
even
like, screw you.
well, I think that I'm not gonna say names of who's in the because I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway, like even if you want to do one starting tomorrow, I can definitely do
I'm
that.
down to. Yeah, we should send those
But I should
invites.
probably
I don't know
change.
if what's their name was going to send one or not because they also said that on Monday they wanted to do one.
I should change my stats though, I think, eh?
Yes, you should. You like
Hey, I
walk
put
all day and then at first we were like, everybody, let's just all have the same stats. I've been thinking about let's talk about this together right now while we're talking. If you don't have an Apple Watch, basically how it works is you have activity rings. I know how Fitbit was a little bit, I don't even remember how it works, but it was different. But you have a movement ring, which is like how many calories extra that you're burning on top of your BMR, I think, but this is just how many calories from your normal movement. Then you have your exercise ring, and then you have your stand ring. And these three rings build up your activity, basically. So I currently have my movement set to 450. And I just want to see what my average is. Oh, damn, I hit over 1,000 on Tuesday.
nice.
Oh, holy shit, I had 1,400 on Friday.
I don't want to switch it to more than 30 minutes of movement because that is my goal, even when I'm at work. Like when I'm at work is when I go to the gym and I do exactly 30 minutes of cardio. Sometimes I'll do over,
Exercise, you
like,
mean, right? Like you're talking about the exercise ring?
yes.
Okay, you said movement. That's why I was clarifying.
Yeah, I know that it says move goal, but like because it says calories, like I just think of it as the calorie counter, and I don't even like that ring because it's like I
I
don't think it's
know.
accurate.
Yeah, I don't take it for calories. I really don't.
I'm inviting you to a 7-day competition.
Okay. My stands have all been over 10 hours. Most of them are close to 15 hours, actually. Oh, but that one was until midnight. So I'm gonna leave my stand at 10 hours and I'm going to leave my exercise at 30. But my move goal, I am going to change that.
People that are at home that ha don't have a watch are like, what are you guys talking about? It's serious. Like, it's actually really awesome. I love seeing it when it's like, you have completed all of your rings. I'm like, yes, I'm the ring master.
Change goals. I'm bumping this all the way up to 700.
But yeah, I find that this has been really motivating because, like, being in a competition with you and the two others that are part of this. I've now added Sarah to my watch too. And the
I
person
want on Sarah.
that
You can give her my
I'll give
info.
her, yeah. The person that gave me the watch as well, who also is so encouraging. Like she'll send me texts and just be like, look at you, like woohoo or whatever. And I'm like, I love you. And then at work, I have my work bestie. And like honestly, all he has to do is just give me a look when I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym. And he's like, okay, yeah, sure. And then we end up going to the gym together. It's really good. I'm ready to make this week. I'm just ready to squash some goals. That's literally all I really want to say.
Yeah, I feel the same. After the week that I had last week, like seeing the gain, eating like junk, blah blah blah, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, the thing is I like I'm gonna have to figure out the meal planning or something. Because it's gonna be more of like a clean your fridge out kind of week because
I've been there.
yeah, like it's all just piling up, and I do have to make a grocery order of things like we need margarine and like bread and whatnot. But Like, I still have a big bag of broccoli that'll last me a little
Yeah.
bit longer. I have frozen stuff. Like, we even have frozen chicken burgers. And, like, do I want to eat an entire week of frozen chicken burgers? Like, no. But, like, as long as I add it into my calories, like, I think that that's a fine thing to have a couple days, you know?
I bought Dino Nuggies at the grocery
Ooh.
store yesterday.
Nice.
So that's for dinner tomorrow. Dino Nuggies with steamed broccoli and sidekicks.
Do you know, oh, that sounds so good. Do you know what makes me so sad though? I did an Instacart order last weekend from Costco, and I ordered one of those big things of the already sliced Havarti cheese. I
Yeah.
went and took one out and I ripped it in half and I started eating it, and then I looked down at the other piece and there was a piece of blue on it. And I'm like, oh my God, did I eat mold? And then I took out the whole package and the entire thing was filled with mold. And we had only had it for like 3 days at that point, and the expiration date was way later. The next day, I go to make toast. Is that blue on the bread? And now I'm like, how is this happening? And it was something else as well in the fridge. Oh, our mushrooms, they were moldy. I'm like, is there something going on? But it doesn't make sense. At first I was like, oh my God, there's something in our fridge that's making this happen, but the bread wouldn't have done it too. So I'm like,
Right.
how did this guy store it? Or like, what happened in the time that it took
Oh.
him to get to my house? But I don't blame the driver. I just think it's a very weird coincidence, but there's nothing
Did you take it
indicating that.
back? I would have taken
No,
it back.
I honestly, I did get the money back through Instacart for the cheese, but then it was like the next day I noticed the bread and I'm like, they're gonna think I'm lying. And I was just like, I'm just gonna take
Yeah.
the problem, whatever. It's not a big deal. But yeah, I'm kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
So I don't
Yeah.
know. Like the my meals didn't go really that great this last week because I didn't plan anything out. So it worries me about this week. But if I just get the things I know I need to make what I need, plus like some turkey pepperoni sticks for snacking or whatever, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I had to do too. Mom and I made a deal. She buys the vegetables, I make the salads.
Ah,
Because
nice.
I brought it up to her the other day because I was like making the time to make my salad and her salad kind of thing, right? And I got to the point that I was just like, I am paying for these vegetables and I'm making her salad and my salad. She's not making a single salad here. Like, so I said to her, I'm like, I will make you a deal. You buy the vegetables and I will make the salads. And she's like, deal. Like, I didn't even have to negotiate. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she was just like, yeah, well, I figured I'm either going to buy all the stuff and it's going to go to waste because I'm not going to have the time to make it, or I buy it for the both of us and it all gets eaten. Because too, last we've been going every other week to buy our groceries. My fridge, magic. I don't know why, but the groceries actually last for 2 weeks. I don't know
Nice.
why. Avocados. I have had two avocados in my fridge for 3 weeks and they're not even mushy yet. Like, I can't use them not mushy yet. So I don't know what's going on with my fridge. It's magical. I'm not, it's not a problem. And
I'm
so
jealous because mine's making a moldy.
we'll go to Costco, buy all the stuff for our salads and whatnot. And then 2 weeks later, we have to do it again. And the first week, we ate everything except for two mushrooms. It was all good. And this past week, we ate everything except for one pepper and two itty bitty cucumbers, like the small ones. And that's just because there was so much going on this past week with birthdays and everything that I didn't have the chance to prep food. So,
Nice.
yeah. But on that note, it is 8 o'clock here and I have to get up at 3 in the morning. So I should probably skedaddle.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I liked hanging out with you for this little bit. It's the most that we actually
Me
get to
too,
talk
Chris.
anymore.
Let's not quit it.
Yeah, let's.
I know it was a little touch and go at the start here, but we'll probably
I
stick
feel
around.
people were like, wait, what are you trying
This
to tell
was a driving into traffic conversation. It's not
here?
happening.
Well, especially since like we honestly really don't talk that much during the week. You're
I don't have the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't. It's
I
not.
don't have the fucking time for you, Chris. Like,
No.
God damn.
I was gonna say that was the vibe that just came out, but literally I'll text like Corey, who I talk about all the time on here. I'll text him and be like, hey, how's your week going? And he's like, it's Monday. And I'm like, it feels like Wednesday already. Or I'll be like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, good, how are you? Crickets. He's lucky to get a response 3 days later when I remember I had to ask him a question about something else. Like,
Oh yeah, for sure.
it's
Like,
not just you. I don't talk to anybody
no,
anymore.
yeah, I I'm so used to it now. I don't talk to you. I talk at you.
That's true. And then like Chris goes to sleep and then I talk at her and then it
The
just goes in a circle. And then
amount
when
of
we
times that I wake up to a you up like text that was sent hours before, I'm like, no.
it like literally in the moments that we do cross paths that we're both awake and not busy in that moment, we call and talk for literally 5 minutes and then that's it.
Oh yeah, like there's been so many times that I go to like, so, 'cause I know if I just want to talk to you, like I'll just call you 'cause you normally will answer, but I will look at the time, do the time difference in my head and be like, it's Harper's bath time or they're eating dinner. And I'm like, I can't, I'm not gonna disturb.
Oh man,
Yeah.
too funny.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, until next week. Oh, and for the waiting room episodes, we're not doing them yet because we just don't have the time for them. We also, honestly, I'm lacking on ideas other than the ones that we do have. So if anyone out there has a topic that you would like us to discuss, I can find the time to look into those topics and make an episode about it. So please let us know if you do have something that you want to listen, hear about, talk about,
Listen to.
listen
They
to.
listen to us. We talk.
Hey, I don't know if they
Our
talk
mouth
back.
works, their ears
I
work.
talk back at podcasts when I'm in my car. I'll just be like, oh, you're such an idiot. Like, I'm sorry, I'm listening to
Kidding.
like, Am I the Asshole episodes and
It's
stuff. And it's like, you are
okay.
such
I'm
an
sure people say
idiot.
that about us too.
Yeah,
Like,
well,
you're
I do too.
such an idiot. Me freaking out about a big toe. You're such an idiot. I was
I would
panicking.
have fucking been like, what in the fucking ring
I
movie
like
is
the
this shit?
fact that I didn't wake up, like literally, like I was like, what body part is gonna snap next? Honestly,
Oh, all of a
I
sudden,
know.
just
Blech.
Samara starts coming out of your TV.
No, 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 so much no. So
On that
much.
note, sweet dreams, Lisa.
Oh, I'm so happy to go to bed. All
Oh, bye.
right. Yay.
Yay.
Yay.